Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Let us pray. Our gracious Lord, your word abided from generation to generation. It's a word of consolation, a word of healing, a word of deliverance, a word of satisfaction, a word of redemption, a word of power, a word of life, word filled with the Spirit, word that flies with an eagle wing. In expectation of your living word, we humble our spirit and we're expectant of this word. We pray that you speak to us in the living echoes of your word. Grant us understanding. Grant us insight. May we behold the word with trepidation. May we love you more than ever before. May we internalize the depths and the mystery of your word. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. The Lord is good. All the time. This morning, before we start anything, what we need to do is to give a victorious hallelujah. A victorious hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Light of the World, the joy of our hearts, the Bishop of our soul, the guardian of our soul, the giver of life. If you do not understand the need for you to give thanks to God, then you are not a candidate for his miracle. If you do not understand the need to celebrate this King of Kings, then you are not a candidate for his blessing. If you do not understand that your existence depends on the mercies of God, then you are not a candidate for his blessing. If you believe that it is this same God that has kept you strong from January to December, I'm bringing you into this glorious day. Oh, I think he deserves a thunderous clap. 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 As you jam those hands, your healing is confirmed. As you jam those hands, your miracle is confirmed. As you jam those hands, you are triumphing over principalities and powers. Those hands will never wither. Those hands will perform wonders. Those hands will do the extraordinary. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to shout an hallelujah that will cost you something this morning. David said, I will not give to the Lord what cost me nothing. Nothing. Something that you will know that truly strength has gone out of you. You are going to shout 12 thunderous hallelujah. Look, if the person beside you is a gentleman, you better leave that person. Because I want you to be ruggedly rugged. Amen? Amen? Do the extraordinary. So that heavens will smile on you. So that heavens will visit you. Heavens will be happy with you. In that hallelujah, there is healing. There is deliverance. There is power. There is favor. There is miracle. There is testimony. At the count of three, 12 thunderous hallelujah. That's God that has, not the Panadol you are using, no? Not that medicine you are using. It is the grace of God. Amen? And I've told you in this church times without number, ingratitude is witchcraft. Witchcraft. Ingratitude is witchcraft. What is the Lamb? Are you ready? Are you ready? At the count of three, 1, 2, 3, go! Hallelujah! 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 Amen. Your healing is confirmed. Your miracle is confirmed. Your victory is confirmed. Your joy is established. Your joy is established. Your miracle is confirmed. Signs and wonders are your portion. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. If you go and take your blood pressure now, it has normalized.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for this beautiful day. The morning shows the day. Today is the first day in the month of December. December to celebrate. December to rejoice. December to shine. December to radiate. December to jubilate. Let me tell you one thing. God declares that this month of December is your month of sunshine. And the glory of the Almighty God will shine upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are not intimidated by what we see around us. Whatever is happening around us. No. The psalmist says, I have set the Lord before me. We have set the Lord before us. And we know that victory is certain. We know that joy is certain. We know that blessing is certain. It is what you believe. Every one of you, every one of us, we are a product of what we believe. What do you believe? What is your belief? My belief is that it will be well with you. That amen is a sleeping amen. That amen needs to resurrect. My belief is that I will fulfill my days, and you will fulfill your days. My belief is that you will fulfill destiny, and the purpose of the Lord for your life will be fulfilled. No matter what the economy is saying, no matter what is happening around us, we serve a God that can never fail. Amen. 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 He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Jesus is there forever. He can never, he can never, never fail. He can never, never fail. Fail you. After all, Isaac sowed in the time of famine and he reaped in hundredfold. No matter what the land is saying, we serve a God that will never fail us. And that is what I want you to hold on to. No matter the challenges, no matter the policy, no matter the pronouncement, our God can never fail. And he will never fail you. And I want you to lay your right hand upon your chest and say it in the affirmative. My God, my Lord, I know you can never fail me. No matter the situation, I will overcome. Amen. Amen. If that is your affirmation, celebrate him once again with a clap offering. The Lord said expressly that not only will this month be a month of sunshine, but you will consistently triumph. You didn't hear me. You will consistently triumph. You will triumph over principalities and powers. You will triumph over sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, and affirm it, and I believe it. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be unto God, which always, everybody say always. Say always. How many times? How many times? Now thanks be unto our God, which always causes us to do what? To triumph in who? Triumph in who? Triumph in Christ. That is part A. Triumph in Christ. The one who causes you to triumph in Christ, and you become a miracle in the midst of your foes. You become a miracle in the midst of principalities and powers. You become a visible signs and wonders. What are we going to do about this man, this woman? Why is he always excelling? We have charmed him. The charm did not work. We want to kidnap him. We can't get him. We have done everything. We couldn't get to him. Because our victory is in who? Our victory is in who? I can't hear you. Our victory is in who? My victory is in who? In Christ Jesus. It says, let us give thanks unto God, which causeth us always, always, consistently to triumph in Christ. Not in men. Not in the powers of men. Not in the devices of men. Not in your connection. Not in your background, but he causes you always to triumph in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And when God is with you, no man, no devil, no man born of a woman that can stand against you. Amen. Amen. In the Western parlance, they'll tell you that if you have a medicine and you are sure of that medicine, you use it to knock your head. But I tell them that that is foolishness. Me, I use Jesus to knock this head because I trust him. I know he can never fail. He's the surest of 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 the surest, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest, the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. That no man, no man born of a woman that can stand against him. Your victory is sure. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. And it goes further in verse 15. It says, for we are God. We are to God. The fragrance. The fragrance of who? The fragrance of Christ. The fragrance. The fragrance of Christ among those who have been saved. You project him. Because your victory is in him, you carry the fragrance of Christ. That fragrance is there wherever you go. Even when the devil wants to come with his antics, because of that fragrance, you are untouchable. No man can come against you. Because of the fragrance of his presence, you are preserved from principalities and powers. Because of the fragrance, that fragrance brings power. The fragrance makes you a consistent winner. Amen? There is no one born of Christ and dwell in Christ, exist in Christ, internalize Christ, put on the nature of Christ, that the fragrance of Christ will not be seen in him. If somebody comes here today and say, I am the firstborn of the president, and is looking tattered, smelling, battered, wretched, will you believe? And so as one who carries the fragrance of Christ, when they see you, that glory manifests. His fragrance dominates the world and subdues the world. That fragrance gives you the grace to excel in all fronts of life. That fragrance subdues the malodorous odor of the world and make you to excel in all things and grant you consistent triumph and victory. One of the greatest problems we are having in Christendom is that a good number of us do not understand the magnitude and the power of the God we serve. And so because we do not understand, we do not know the intensity, we do not know the height, the depth, the largeness, the inexhaustible power of this God, we are being exploited by spineless, powerless, nefarious element. People of inconsequential, infinitesimally insignificant power. Because we do not know the God we serve. Today, on this first day of December, the Lord will open your inner eyes. The Lord will open your inner eyes. When you carry the fragrance of his presence, that fragrance will always announce you to the world. That fragrance opens every door for you. That fragrance makes you to be a blessing and you prosper in all its ramification. When his fragrance is upon your life, you disarm the devil and his court. Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public show of them, triumphing over them. And today, by all standard, as you internalize this fragrance of his personality, the Lord will grant you triumphant victory in the mighty name of Jesus. It's important for us to understand that for us to consistently triumph in Christ, we must understand the principles that leads to triumphing and triumph in all things. The first thing you need to understand is that you must have a deep-rooted and established relationship with him. No matter what the preacher is saying, no matter how good the message is, if you don't have a relationship with him, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. John 10:14 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep does what? Knows me. The question is that, do you have a relationship with him? Does he know you? It will be a monumental tragedy for the whole year to pass by without experiencing a single divine visitation. Because you have blocked your heart. Because you have refused to allow him to come into your heart. Let me tell you, this ceremonial worship takes you nowhere. It takes you nowhere. You come, you display your attire, but your heart is not completely connected to God. You are just here as a spectator. The truth of the matter is that you must have a relationship with him. You must. For you to experience him in a powerful dimension. For you to experience him in a way that will be spectacular, unprecedented. You must have a relationship with him. No matter the title the church has given you. The church can give you all the titles in this world. Make you a night, make you a day, make you afternoon, make you good night. As long as you don't have a relationship with him, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. The lover of your soul needs your attention. The one who died on the cross because of you needs your attention. The one who is the best friend that you can commune with needs your attention. You must have a relationship with him. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 says, Nevertheless, 2 Timothy 2:19, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who name the name of the Lord depart from what? Depart from iniquity. When we are singing the hymn, pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. He will be looking at you. This one is a liar. This one is a hypocrite. This one is not a sincere worshiper. So God is looking for those who are committed. Those who are committed. Those whose hearts are truly connected with him. Those who have departed from iniquity. Who has taken iniquity far from their tabernacle. And are willing to die for the sake of the gospel. They are the ones who will consistently triumph. They have the backing of God. God will always back them up. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. The second key for consistent triumph is diligence. Diligence in worship. Diligence in service to the Lord. You worship him diligently, committedly. Yes, and it pays to serve the Lord. It pays to be diligent in serving him. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 5 says, And beside this giving, all diligence, add to your faith virtues, and to virtues knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and patience to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Amen. It's important for us to understand that God's presence and favor is available for us. But nothing comes without we keying into what it takes to receive that blessing. We must be positive minded. Don't doubt him. Don't ever doubt him. If he has done it before, he will do what? If he did it yesterday, he will do what? He will do it today. Let your thoughts, your mind, let it be encapsulated in positivity. No wonder Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever thing that are true, whatever things that are just, whatever things that are pure, whatever things that are lovely, whatever things that are of good report, if there is any virtues, and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on this. Meditate on this. Be positive minded. Be positive minded. Meditate upon it. Let your inner being be open to the reality of his power. And you see God standing tall for you. You see God standing tall for you. You see God standing tall for you. Dearly beloved, as you develop a positive spirit, positive mindset, walk with those who can influence your Christian life. Those who can influence you. People of like minds, great thinkers, men of valor, men whose life speaks volume, lovers of heaven, lovers of the things of God, those filled with the Spirit of God. Let your thinking, your walking with the Lord be with those who can influence you positively about the things of God. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walk with the wise, he who walk with wise men will become what? Wise. But the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Who are those that you walk with? Who are those that you are connected to? Are they great men, great women? People who meditate upon the word of God? People who can add value to your life? Those who can influence you positively? When you walk with such people, you become a victorious person in all fronts of life. You become victorious in all fronts of life. And let me say this. Nothing guarantees your triumph more than your generous act of giving to the Lord. You give your heart first to the Lord. When you give your heart to him, then you give your life to him. When you give your life to him, it is only then it becomes easier for you to give your substance to him. Proverbs 11:25 says, the generous souls will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered. Dearly beloved, the mind of God for you in this 12th month is that you should triumph in all fronts of life. The mind of God for you in this 12th month, and like I said, the morning shows the what? The day. This is an exceptional month. The first day and first Sunday, something is about to happen. For those who are truly thrilled in the spirit, something is about to happen. For those who are charged in the spirit, something is about to happen. For those who understand what it means, for what we call triumphant entry, something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something spectacular. Something that will be memorial. Something that you will thank God for the rest of your life. I said it in the morning service, and I say it again and again. This month, everything that you ought to harvest from January to November, you will harvest it this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as you go forth in the name of the living God, you will triumph over principalities and powers. You will triumph over sickness. You will triumph over poverty. You will triumph over stagnation. You will triumph over demonic forces. You will triumph over rejection. You will triumph over marital delay. Your children will triumph. Your marriage will triumph. Your husband will triumph. The business of your hands will triumph. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.